In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good Monday morning, and fall is here with us, folks. We've been watching it ease in very slowly, and then now in just a snap, we're full-blown fall temps, fall breezes, and these beautiful fall colors. Just love being in Crittenden County in the fall. It's so beautiful, all the maple trees and all the other colors on display all over the countryside. This past weekend, the past few days, have been a time for celebration all over on many fronts. The Crittenden County Cross Country team has earned its spot to go to the state meet this coming weekend. That was during meet last weekend at Russellville, and I'll get you some details on that in just a moment. But the football team won a big game Friday night over Caldwell County, and man, that's going to make things nice for the postseason. Keith Hart, the late Keith Hart, who just recently passed away, was chosen as the Chamber's Legacy Award. It's the signature award, the hallmark of the Chamber's big annual gala, and he was recognized posthumously. And his son, Brad Hart, and his lovely wife, Betsy, were there to accept the award on behalf of Keith Hart, who did so much for this community. And speaking of community champions and community philanthropists, again, just a weekend of celebration. Alan Stout, of course, the longest-serving county attorney in Crittenden County's history, who spent 21 years in that office, and then was chosen to be a federal bankruptcy judge in Louisville, is where he's been headquartered at for the past 14 plus years. And Alan officially hung up the robe on Thursday during a ceremony, Friday during a ceremony in Louisville. My wife Alice and I were there along with some other folks from Marion and Crittenden County, longtime friend of Alan, Susan Yarbrough, and Mayor Deanna Browning, among others. Of course, his whole family, just a festive occasion, and even attended by Senator Mitch McConnell, who sat right next to Judge Stout during the formal ceremony. And also late last week on Thursday, down at Fredonia, Gary Holland was surprised with a 50th anniversary luncheon, I guess you'd call it, at the Ackridge Farm Store. He has been working there for the Ackridges for 50 years, and a big surprise. He was caught off guard. A lot of the farmers showed up, and I actually had an opportunity to talk with Gary, and I'm going to play my interview with him at the tail end of today's program. But again, just a whole weekend of champions and recognition, and just an incredible and busy last few days for those involved in that and those in the newspaper business. So we're going to take a quick break and hear from one of our sponsors, and I'll be back in just a moment with more news.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Well, if you are a veteran, Crittenden County School District would love for you to participate in its annual Veterans Day program. That will be, of course, on Tuesday, November 11th on Armistice Day. Veterans Day is what we call it nowadays. That's going to be out at Rocket Arena. The celebration will be. Starts at 9 a.m., and participants should enter through the main entrance of Rocket Arena. Handicap accessibility is available for those requiring assistance, and that is located at the bottom of Rocket Arena down on the far southeastern end. Marion Baptist Church will provide a free lunch reception immediately following the program, and that lunch will be from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it's for veterans and their families. Congratulations to Hodges Sports and Apparel and Crittenden Hospital, Crider Performing Arts Center, and many other local businesses and individuals who were recognized and honored again during the annual Chamber of Commerce Black Tie Awards Dinner, which was Saturday night at Foes Hall. Now, you can get all of the details on everyone who was recognized and exactly what they were recognized for in this week's Crittenden Press. Grab your full edition of the press, which you can pick up at newsstands on Wednesday afternoon. Or if you're interested, check out our new digital version that we can send right to your phone. You can get it on the run. You can have it right there if you want to refer back to it while you're sitting in the back seat commuting somewhere, or maybe you're getting on an airplane flying far away from here, sitting in the waiting room somewhere at a doctor's office. You can pop that Crittenden Press up and get all the weekly news, in-depth news. And if you are a new subscriber, right now is a great time to jump on board. $25 for your first year. All you need to do is send your email address and the word subscribe to our Crittenden Press phone number. Or just text that to us, 270-965-3191. We'll be right back in just a moment after a word from one of our sponsors. When your comfort's on the line, you don't want just anybody showing up at your door. You want neighbors you know and trust. That's why Hometown HVAC and Plumbing has you covered with two licensed technicians right here in Crittenden County. Whether it's heating, cooling, or plumbing, Hometown delivers expert service with a hometown touch. For trusted repairs and installation, call Hometown today at 270-388-0467. That's 270-388-0467. Hometown, where local service means everything. You know, cooler weather rolling in, now's the time to get a hold of those folks at Hometown HVAC and Plumbing and get yourself set up for a service at your home or business. Well, there is so much going on right now in the community. Don't forget about Halloween. Halloween trick-or-treating, trick-or-treat on Main will be this Friday at 3:30 p.m. And, of course, that's on Main Street in Marion, sponsored by the Marion Tourism Commission and all the other businesses that participate. We will have a list of all those participating businesses in this week's Crittenden Press. So, again, grab that and get all of the details. And coming up this weekend will be fall back. Daylight saving time will officially end at 2 a.m. on Sunday. So this weekend on Saturday, before you go to bed, don't forget to set those clocks back. We're going to take another brief break and be right back after a word from YTG Insurance. And we're going to talk about the sports. And there's a whole lot going on around here right now.
Here at YTG Insurance, we take pride in our agency, our community, and you. As an independent agent, we offer choice, personal service, and we're local, right here in your neighborhood. From home and auto to life coverage, YTG Insurance has you protected. Got a farm or business? We can insure that too. We work with multiple carriers to find the best coverage at the best price, tailored to fit your financial needs. So why wait? Visit YTG Insurance on West Gum Street today, where trust, service, and community come first. And every policy comes with an agent.
Well, over the weekend, the Little League football team, the third and fourth grade junior pro Rockets, won again and finished their regular season undefeated. So congratulations to that group. I believe George Congeni is the head coach of that team. And, man, they've got some talented young kids in that program. I'm going to try to get out this weekend and see that jamboree because the tournament, the postseason jamboree, will be held here at Rocket Arena. Not at Rocket Arena, at Rocket Stadium. This is football. And it's going to be this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So great opportunity to go out and see these young guys. Again, this third and fourth grade team is rocking. The fifth and sixth graders, not quite as successful this year. They lost over the weekend to Caldwell County. But again, the third and fourth grade finished undefeated on the season after beating Caldwell County on Saturday. And of course, gosh, that came after the Rocket football team came from behind to beat Caldwell County in a very, very key matchup in Class 2A First District action on Friday out here at Rocket Stadium. Quarterback Quinn Summers and receiver Caden Howard. What a big performance once again by those two guys. Dakota Sosh had a couple of interceptions in that game. Davis Perriman had one. Trey Taylor scored a big touchdown. Just so many highlights from that football game. Again, coming back 2 weeks in a row in really do-or-die games if Crittenden County wanted to host a first-round playoff contest. And we're going to be able to do that. It looks like the Rockets will host McLean County in the first round of the playoffs. Now, that will be on, the 7th, November 7th, I believe it is, that Friday. It's a week from this Friday. Crittenden will close out its regular season on Friday night over at Hopkins Central. I'm just all confused this morning. South Hopkins has been closed for quite a while. So that we'll be over at Central Hopkins to close out the regular season. That's a non-conference game. And River Rogers led the Crittenden County cross-country team over the weekend as it finished fourth in the cross-country regional meet down at Logan County High School in Russellville. River Rogers finished the race in 19 minutes and 8 seconds. That's 3.1 miles. It's a 5K, 5 kilometers. That's pretty quick when you can run 3 miles, a little over 3 miles in less than 20 minutes. So, a junior out at Crittenden County High School, River Rogers leads that team. Some of the other top finishers for Crittenden County, C.J. Nelson, Noah Martinez, Gage Markham, Landon Starkey, and they paced the Rockets to a fourth-place finish in the Class 1A cross-country regional meet, and they will be heading up to Lexington on this coming Saturday. I think it's 3 o'clock is the 1A race up there at the Lexington Horse Park. The Lady Rocket cross country team just narrowly missed finishing high enough to take the entire team to the state finals this coming Saturday, but just missed it by a sliver. However, two Lady Rockets did qualify individually. Those were senior Ella Geary and junior Presley Potter. Ella finished 14th in the race overall, and Presley Potter finished 17th overall. Ella's time was 24 minutes and 55 seconds. And you can get all the details on everyone from Crittenden County who ran in that race. Again, all the details and their finishes in this week's Crittenden Press in the sports section. Now, the volleyball team will be in action in the regional tournament. That will be tomorrow night on Tuesday, 7 p.m. Lady Rockets draw was Webster County for the first round. Going to be a very difficult, very challenging game. Webster County is probably the second best team in the region behind Henderson. So the Lady Rockets have a big challenge ahead of them, but they've been on a roll lately, and they will be playing in the regional opener again, 7 p.m. over at Hopkins Central on Tuesday night. Now we're going to listen to my interview that I recorded with Gary Holland over at the Fredonia Acreage Farm Store on Thursday at lunchtime. And boy, it was a full house over there. A lot of people coming in and out wishing Gary well. He's been over there a long time and just is a gentleman and a customer service specialist. When you work for Dean Acreage, the late Dean Acreage over there, you learn from the best. And Gary was a protege of Dean's, and just carrying on the same legacy of the Acreage Farm Supply Store there. So let's take a moment and visit with Gary and find out where the farm store and hardware business has been over the last five decades and where he thinks it's going in the future.
I want to ask you if Dean Acreage broke any child labor laws when he hired you, because you don't look old enough to have been here 50 years.
That's right. I'm only 50 years old, so he must have, you know. But I kid and tell him he didn't lie to me. He promised me full-time work in his work. I think it's been full-time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So when did you start here?
1975.
1970. What did you do before that?
I was going to Murray, and I was doing my student teaching the last semester at Katie's. And my wife had another year of school, so I really couldn't leave. So Dr. Heathcock, one of the teachers in the ag department, told me to come talk to Dean. He was thinking about hiring somebody. So, but he never hired anybody but his family and maybe one or two. So we talked for a while, and finally I agreed to come and work for a year.
Yeah.
And my wife got out of school, and that was 50 years ago, and I'm still here. So.
Now, did you grow up in Fredonia?
Grew up over in Catawba, around Swan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, okay. Didn't get very far from home.
Yeah. So how has this business changed in the last 50 years?
Oh, gracious. We were a farm store to start with, then we added hardware and plumbing and electrical. But the farming thing over the last 50 years, is the last 30, it just boomed. The farmer got bigger and bigger. And luckily, we were a group of some younger guys that was getting bigger, so we kind of got bigger with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just amazing how many acres one farmer does
now. Now, I've got a really tough question for you. Where is this type of business going to be 50 years from now with the internet the way it is and sales and home deliveries? And will it change?
I think it'll change, but I think they're still going to need somebody like us to help them, guide them through all the new stuff and the technology. The farmer's so big and so busy, he needs somebody to help him direct what products to use. And when he got a problem, come to somebody to ask them what to do. But I think we'll still be here.
And even just here in the store, people that are doing little handyman jobs around the house or need a chain for their chainsaw, you guys have an all-star cast down here.
Yes, we do.
That's
got,
for sure.
All of us can do a little of everything, but if we get it over our heads, we got somebody that can go in the electrical and go as deep as you want to get. We've got people in carpenters that work and can do it. We got people that can do the chemicals or the seed. So we can go to some experts or get anybody any answer we need.
Mm-hmm. Now, was this a big surprise? I know they tried to keep it
quiet.
Yes,
it was. Yeah, I had no clue. I came in, looked at the table, and had pictures on it. And I thought, what's going on? I still didn't see the sign. I guess I'm getting old and blind. Finally, I seen the sign and put it together and figured what was going on. Then a couple of reps were showing, what are they doing here? And he said, well, I've been here. I said, what have you been doing? He was up there cooking, so I didn't know. They surprised me.
Yeah, well, I'll let you get back to mingling. You have a big crowd here, and I appreciate it. I'm going to take some more photos for the newspaper, but congratulations on your anniversary.
Yeah, thank you.
How many more are you going to do?
Oh, another 50, I hope.
Yeah, all right.
And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. Hope you have a great week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.